I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here. Lord, we are here. And we're ready, to podcast.
Just like Jesus answers the phone every time we call him up in prayer, our return guest, Carly Weatherstein, head of the Crisis Prevention Hotline, is coming back to us. How are you feeling today, Carly?
Hi. Well, I'm hanging on by a thread because there's just so many people who need help and so many people that are calling me. But I'm real happy to be here with you guys today. To be here the first time was just, it felt like a miracle, that like a God thing just right there in front of me, and to be back just feels like too many blessings for one person. So I just have such gratitude in my heart to be sharing this room with you guys in this time.
Isn't that just wonderful. Such a wonderful sentiment? And I'm realizing from last time, it's Christ is prevention. It really rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah. For people who are in crisis, who need Christ is prevention.
Everyone, really.
That's everybody.
The real crisis is to not have Christ.
And is that the call you get the most? Just people who don't have it.
The most. Well, you know, on some level, unconsciously, and I say unconsciously because I took a psychology class recently and I learned what that meant. But unconsciously, yes, because most people who call do need Christ, even the ones who have Christ, because we could all use a little more Christ in our lives.
Isn't that right?
But they actually really usually are calling for other reasons, but I still think it's a God thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. I still think it's a God thing.
Well, forgive me if this is too personal a question, but what's the difference between unconscious and subconscious?
Oh, I haven't learned about subconscious yet. Unconscious is the stuff that's going on there on the insides that you don't know about in your conscious brain. So all the thoughts we're having, basically conscious is better because we can consciously pray. We can consciously talk to God, you know? Mm-hmm. We can consciously make a decision to not let the devil in. Mm-hmm. But sometimes in the unconscious, that's where the devil sneaks in.
That's right.
So you gotta shine the God's light on that unconscious. to have yourself a little more like Christ-like life.
Let's say there's a woman walking toward you who from the front appears to be one of these tiny waisted types, and you just wonder when she passes, if you glimpse backwards, if what she's got in the back is more like a dump truck or whatnot. And if you're in your unconscious mind, you'll turn around and check out that dumper, won't you? But if
you're
conscious, you'll keep your eyes straight forward, maybe even look up into the sky, and maybe even just kiss one finger and point it toward him. Is that a good way to understand it?
I don't know that I've ever heard an explanation of unconscious versus conscious that really hits the nail on the head more than that explanation. So, in fact, if I take another psychology class, I'm going to use that example. And I'll use it with my callers, too. Just I'm going to have to remember that tiny waist / dump truck. Kiss the finger up to God.
That's really, I mean, this is a great learning moment for me too, because I think, and I've always suspected this, that my unconscious is my conscious. Mm-hmm. I've always just never really, everything is just, I think it, I do it. Mm-hmm. I don't really have unconscious thoughts because I've never turned around and looked at a lady like that ever.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I never would.
Never. You never would. And that is a good thing to know. The question I guess my professor would have asked is that is there anything underneath that even then you don't know? Maybe your unconscious is like way down.
Right. It's not though. It's not. I don't think there's nothing underneath that. It's just everything that what you see is
nothing
what you
to
get.
See here.
Nothing to
that
see here.
That might be because you're from down under. So it would make sense that anything that would be down under in our unconscious for Americans would be on top in Australia.
So you like it better on top. That's what I'm
saying. So
hearing.
Kyla, yeah, what I wanted to jump into was, you know, first off, what made you take a psychology class? Because really, at the end of the day, don't you just need to be able to talk someone off a ledge when they call you up on the crisis prevention hotline, mm-hmm. give them the answer, which is Christ? Mm-hmm. What really spurred you to take a class in psychology, which I've always been a bit suspicious of, actually?
Yes, I want to be very clear about this. I'm not I did not take a psychology class for my own betterment or to educate myself in any way, okay? Because the only real teaching is the Lord's teaching.
Yep.
I took the psychology class because I needed to get a window into the callers that God was sending me.
Awesome.
And he told me that specifically for this reason, I might find those answers in that class, but for no other reason. I'm not going to get a degree or anything. I am just right here with God. Right here with God. Got my GED. It's all I need.
Oh, okay. And were you taking it? Was it just an online class anyway? Because you probably couldn't get a degree in that anyway, could you?
Yeah, no, it was an online class. Also, because, you know, nobody was having classes in person, which is a real bummer because, I don't have a lot of. I like to be in I spend a lot of time in my house even normally. And so, you know, the past few years have in some ways not been a change, but in other ways have been a dark time.
Oh, really?
But also really beautiful because I was there so much, you know, I hope you hear this the right way. I did go to fewer services at Twin Hills. Used to go to all of them. I've had to cut back slightly, but only because the call volume of Crisis Prevention Hotline has increased so much that I actually was like, I got to find other people to, you know, also answer the crisis line. So it's just really been a time of real change. And I'm just, you know, praying every day that God gives me the light and the direction to the next step.
Oh, that's great. So you have grown it a bit is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, yeah, I because, you know, we had some regular callers over time. And, you know, and I just was realizing, like, people are really malleable and they need guidance, you know. And I feel like God was giving me this opportunity to gather. And so I did create kind of a mini fellowship ministry of sorts.
Oh, really?
Kind of under the umbrella of the Crisis Prevention Hotline. And we just call ourselves the Community Under the Lord's Teachings, or, you know, CULT for short.
Awesome.
And we just kind of come together, and I'm trying to get them to Twin Hills. So far, most of them are not actually at Twin Hills. They're just in my house. But it's really been a beautiful thing to have these fellowshippers, with me and answering the calls, and we've just been having a good time. We've been playing a lot of volleyball, it's been a big change. I have a few friends.
Awesome.
I love
that.
Yeah.
That is awesome, Carly. And I'm going to put you on the top of my prayer list that, God can really, comfort you in all that lonesomeness and loneliness. And I just wanted to ask, because you mentioned, that God speaks to you very directly and specifically. Mm-hmm. And I just was curious what the psychology class or the psychology community would consider that direct communication from God. Would that be your conscious or your unconscious?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. Most of them would probably say it's a delusion. We will pray for those people.
Definitely, or
if it's happening in a heightened moment, maybe a bout of psychosis. Mm. But the more socially, culturally attuned people in my class might say that it comes from my Christian background, and that even though they still think it's a delusion, they should have acceptance for the fact that I know it's actually God talking to me directly.
Yeah.
So, it's a little bit of a back and forth.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
See yourself as someone who can interpret what God wants between the person. You're kind of an intermediary. Yes. Or something.
Yes, I am a vessel specifically for these people that call in, not anywhere else. I mean, I wish, I it'd be fun to just go to a mixer or a Sunday school thing and just be one of the group. That would be fun. But no, this is my lot. This is my job. This is my blessing, is to do this for God.
Well,
so
you're doing
in the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're doing a lot of good for a lot of people.
And I loved I guess I was a bit curious because I didn't understand your Instagram post the other day where it looked like maybe that was your crisis prevention group that you've assembled. It was the 12 red telephones in a circle, and then you're sitting in the middle with all the... with all the phone lines sort of crisscrossing over you as you kind of spread out there on the ground.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, is this kind of is it maybe an icebreaker or something?
Yeah,
but what you're saying is maybe you're kind of leading a group there.
Well, it's because here's the thing. The vessel is still me. It's not the fellowshippers at the in cult, right? So they're answering calls a lot, but I still have to, channel in God's gifts and teachings and shoot it out to everyone in the circle. So if I sit in the middle with the phone lines crossed, so what happens is, if Jim Bob is over there, which is weird because my cat's name is Jim and Jim Bob. Anyway, he's great. If Jim Bob's sitting over there and somebody gets a call, he has to pick up the phone, pass the phone, the red phone, to me. I take the phone, cross it over to Sam on the other side. Okay, Sam takes that call.
Men?
Awesome.
So far, it is all men.
Well, that's good for Christian leadership, for sure.
Well, exactly. We need more men. We need more men in Christian leadership. And frankly, we need more men, who can really step up and lead in God's teachings. So for now, I'm leading. They're here. But soon they will someday go off and do their own teachings.
We do need more men. And you know what? That gives me a more specific thing I'm going to put you on my prayer list for. I'm going to do that fun wedding song when I pray about you and petition my Heavenly Father. I'm going to ask for Him to start raining men.
Oh,
hallelujah, it's raining men.
It's nice to sing every once in a while.
Well, Carly, settle a bet, because I tell my kids all the time that I actually audibly hear the voice of God. Not all the time, but sometimes I audibly hear the voice of God. The very first time it ever happened was I was in the shower, which is normally where I do my my prayer list every day. I pray the whole time I'm showering. And I am always very, very careful to use an extremely thick loofah so that my hand doesn't touch any body parts while I'm simultaneously just trying to get clean and fresh. And don't want to, and one time I somehow my hand touched my own part of my body in an area. I was just doing a regular suds and soap
while you were praying.
And when my hand touched my own body in that one specific dirty area, I audibly heard the voice of God say, "Sex will destroy you."
Wow.
And I will never forget it.
Is that what it sounded like, Hallie?
Well,
also, I feel like I'm in crisis right now. I might need to call a call.
818-555-2143.
And okay. my kids said, "Well, Mom, masturbation isn't sex, for one." And I said, "Wait, what?" No. I said, "First of all, just a slipped loofah also isn't the M word." But my son Day said that if I'm audibly hearing voices, that that's actually a psychiatric condition that needs treatment. What should I tell him?
Well, you should tell him he needs to be more socioculturally attuned to his mom.
Oh.
You
I'm going to write that down, socioculturally.
And he should lean into, you know, his Christian background. And, you know, I mean, you know, Jesus walked on water, turned water into wine. You know, the animals went onto the ship. That ship, how big was that ship? Like, there are magical things that are, you know, logically to our tiny human conscious brains hard to comprehend, right? But how can we comprehend God things?
I can't even comprehend that story Hallie told.
And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like De La Bont hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. And hey, it's me, Hallie. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega. Carly Weatherstein was played by the lovely Katie Featherston. She's a delight and a dream, and my oh my, how we love her. Check Katie out in the Paranormal Activity series and follow her at Real Katie Featherston. I'm Hallie Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.